nothing is more expensive than bad information. Know the source. OneRadioNetwork.com.
Well, a very pleasant good morning to you. Sorry, we're running just a little bit late here. Just couldn't get Brandon's little audio going. It turns out he was using some crazy geek kid, a millennial Mac Safari. Just kidding. No, it somehow didn't even like his Safari browser. As soon as he changed to Chrome, everything was good. See, Brandon, you know, you Mac guys with Safari, you just got to come around to the real world. Just kidding. How are you, Brandon?
I'm doing well. Good to see you. It's been a while.
Nice to see you. You're looking good, kid. You got your all your little herbies. Brandon, where are you living right now? Where are you?
I'm still in Kansas City, on the Missouri side, so Kansas City, Missouri.
Kansas City, Mo. Yeah. Brandon, you are a Qigong guy, right? Chinese medicine guy. And you're the chief cook and bottle washer guy for Shen Blossom that we talk a lot about. And also then Blue Shield, right? On the Blue Shield system. And you have
Yes, sir. That's correct.
Two babies?
Two babies right now.
Two babies?
Yep. We have one that's nine already and one that's four, just turned four.
Is that right?
Yeah. Got my hands full.
Yeah, I bet you do. I bet you do. How long have you been married?
Going on 10 years? Wow. Almost 11.
Really?
Yeah.
Does she take your advice with nutrition and herbs and things like that?
Oh, yeah. I mean, sometimes I have to hand spoon feed her, but yeah, for the most part, we're on the same page, fortunately, which makes parenting a lot easier as far as having the same values and as far as like health and wellness and preventative and holistic and all of that. So
sure.
Yeah.
Well, we have a lot to talk about here. As you could well imagine, as you know, the immune system is like right up there in the meme, you know, whether who knows what this thing is or isn't, you know, there's so many conjectures about this corona thing that, you know, we won't even go through them all of all the theories about what it is or not. It could be anything. So let's talk about your perspective from the immune system, Chinese medicine perspective. Talk a bit about that. Just overall, give us a big picture.
Yeah. So, corona is nothing new. There's been different variants and mutations the last 50, 60 years that we're aware of. And what we're talking about with COVID-19 or COVID SARS-2, it's really getting into viral implications that kind of clog and congest the lungs and really kind of impede on our breathing pathway. And for those of you who are kind of understand more of a holistic or Chinese medicine perspective, the lungs are kind of like the guardian of the body. They pump and contract and they activate all the diaphragms in the body. A lot of people think that we just have a centralized diaphragm, but the diaphragm kind of extends from a Qigong perspective into the armpits, into the elbows, the knees, different centers of the body that respirate and breathe. So it massages the organs, it pushes things through, it helps with digestion and circulation of energy and qi and nutrients and blood through the body. So from my perspective, what I've seen thus far, and I wrote a really good email in our email blast to kind of help give people kind of some dietary solutions, things that clear out dampness and phlegm, to avoid, like, you know, dairy and cheese, things that are sticky and things that help like kind of clog the body that have cold energy to them, like sugar and all of those things. So we know that it seems to be highly contagious. I'm under the opinion that it kind of washed over us long before. And this is just because I have contacts in Asia. You know, I work with people all around the world, small family farms, that people that are experts in the specific, like whether it's harvesting seaweed or stewarding wild ginseng populations or any of this kind of stuff. And when we get these perspectives, you know, in my opinion, it kind of washed over the States long before we really even knew what was going on. So a lot of us kind of have this built or either asymptomatic or have this kind of herd immunity type thing. And, you know, we're testing. So we're seeing obvious more rise in cases because we're more aware because we're doing these tests. I can't really speak to how accurate the test is. Is it just testing for the COVID strain? Is it specific COVID-19? Is it that sophisticated that it can, you know,
I don't
really
believe what we're being told. No, you know what we're being told. No,
right.
You know, so the cases and all that. So, you know, it's interesting because I've talked to two different people that had some kind of really terrible flu in December. And it was like, mm-hmm. it was a flu, but boy, it was two different people in two different parts of the world. But they said it was like, mm-hmm. really, not a, they thought they were going to almost die, like a thing on their chest, and in December. So that, what right. you're saying, maybe there, maybe something was wafting over the water early on.
Yeah, I mean, there was flights going out. There was a confirmed case or a suspected case back right. in end of December here in Kansas City, because a college student flew. Lawrence is a small town on the Kansas side, about 30 minutes from Kansas City, 45 minutes from Kansas City. And, you know, that made news that they came back from the Wuhan area and, you know, were being tested. So, yeah, I mean, November, December is kind of when I heard a lot of people kind of getting this weird sickness that would be around for 2 or 3 days, really hardcore and intense. Some people, it wasn't. But, you know, for most people, they would come down with something, a severe fever, upper respiratory issues, and then it was gone. So
just...
yeah, it doesn't seem to be as dangerous as we're being...
Of course not. No. So this could be just a yearly kind of a corona flu thing that somehow got morphed into God knows what, a pandemic of whatever. We won't get too tinfoil hatty here this morning, but who knows? You know, we don't. Could be a million different things, right? All the financial and all that. It's crazy. So so in general, from a Chinese medicine perspective, our body should be able to, for the most part, deal with things. If we believe the germ theory of viruses float around, should it not?
Sure. Yeah, I mean, if you think the viral microbiome is far more complex than even the bacterial microbiome, mm-hmm. Which is, we're mostly bacteria. We're more bacteria, in fact, than we are cells of our own in our body. So we're kind of like the symbiote that is part of nature. So we work within these parameters. And the viral microbiome is so vast that thinking that you can isolate one strain or a few strains and then, you know, create an antidote to something that's constantly changing and evolving is quite silly.
It's just not going to happen. It's not going to happen.
It's not, and it's not going to have lasting effects. I mean, even with boosting your titers, it's just not really sustainable. We need to build natural immunity, healthy diet, clean air, low stress, you know, interacting with soil and our environment, meaning get outside, actually get your hands dirty, actually get in your localized environment, actually builds your immune system and adapts you to that environment. Yeah, there's definitely certain things you could do. There's dietary approaches, herbs you can take, and other things that bolster your immune system, particularly towards viral pathogens. But yeah, it's really, if you're healthy and in balance and not letting the psychosomatic stress of the emotional and mental components of what's going on a global level, because here's the bottom line, you know, there's a lot of people that can take advantage of a situation like this. Dangerous or not,
right?
The perceived danger can, you know, many different industries, many different people, organizations, whatever. There's a big opportunity there for people to take advantage, essentially, of people that don't understand how their immune system functions. People that think masks are actually going to block viruses. When if you understand how complex the viral microbiome is, it's a bit silly, really.
A cloth kind of mask. And we've even seen some studies where this N95, whatever that is also, they didn't do anything for viral stuff. Virtually nothing.
Well, I mean, I always ask people, would you go out to a pond and filter water with that mask and drink it, mm-hmm. expecting to get rid of all the bacteria and viruses? You know, unless it's filtering down to 0.1 microns, like a lot of backpacking or camping type water filters are, you're not going to remove the viruses. So, and also people have like these gaping holes. They have other holes in their head, like their ears. And there's, you know, if you the can eyes, keep phlegm and stuff from, mm-hmm. In the eyes. So you can keep phlegm from lying on people, which is courteous.
Yeah. From your perspective.
In general, you're not really.
Yeah. Sorry. I'm sorry. We got a little bit of delay. Sorry if I talk over you. I'm sorry. From your perspective, what are some of the downside and the drawbacks of the people that are being called upon to mask all day long, grocery stores and nursing homes, you know, a lot of places, the restaurant employees masking all day long. That has to be a challenge on the body?
Sure. I mean, just from a kind of a common sense perspective of, are you sanitizing that mask? Are you checking it out? I mean, you're gathering lots more bacteria. And depending on the health of the individual, that could be problematic. Some people that are healthy, it's not a huge deal. But you're really not obtaining as much oxygen as you could, which is vitally important. I mean, oxygen is key before food, before water, even if you don't have oxygen for a couple minutes. It's basic, like a survival skill, you know, understanding the how important oxygen is. And when you inhibit that using a mask, you know, it's not as beneficial as being able to breathe natural clean air. And, you know, but yeah, people aren't sanitizing their masks. They're getting more of their own bacteria recycled in their body. And, you know, kind of like when you wake up in the morning and you have to brush your teeth, mm-hmm. same reasons, like that stuff gathers up and, you know, that's going to happen in a mask if you're breathing in it all day.
Yeah. Back to the immune system. So much is talked about here from different people about in the gut and all that. Is that, can you talk to us more about your perspective about immune system and how it works?
Ooh, that's a big question, because the immune system is a very complex, multifaceted system in the body. You know, a lot of key, if we want to simplify this for people, the immune system is affected by a multitude of different things. There's mental, emotional components. Mm-hmm. So emotions, mind, how you feel will trigger different signals in the body and downregulate the immune system. It'll actually cause the immune system to work harder than it needs to. There's a physical component where if you're not opening up these one-way valves within the lymphatic system, which is kind of like the sewer system of the body, if you're not active, if you're not moving, if you're working from a computer all day long or sitting all day long, you're not getting that lymphatic system flushed out. So exercise is a huge component for immune system. And then you can go into, you know, the T killer cells, the macrophages, you can go into all the different aspects of how the body digests foreign proteins, how it attacks and removes and tags things. A huge component of the immune system that nobody really thinks about is the tonsils. You know, most children these days, if they're swollen and puffy, the parents don't know any better, and the doctors tell them to remove the tonsils. It's your first line of defense, and it can permanently damage your immune system if you have those removed, because that's what tags everything coming down the track, and that's what alerts your immune system to how to hunt down these pathogens, microbes, microorganisms, and basically mount an immune response.
The tonsils do that. So the tonsils get all inflamed because they were kind of overworked when they're kids, and the docs recommend they get their tonsils out, right? Because, wow, what a shame. Yeah.
Could be too much dairy for that type of person. Could be too much sugar. Could be it's usually dietary and lifestyle. So yeah, they get inflamed and pussy, and you see all the white blood cells. It's actually working for you, but it looks really bad because they're not changing and hydrating, and they're not doing the dietary protocols that would alleviate that. So you end up removing them surgically, and then that's just all the more. Think of all that stuff that makes it through the body that the body finds out about later when it gets into the bloodstream, and then has to scramble to, you know, take care of it.
So the tonsils are kind of like the guards at the gate saying, this is what's going on. And it alerts the body. Pretty clever. Isn't that cool?
It's really a natural, immunology. It's basically like its own vaccine. Your body makes a custom antibodies for it, essentially. Mm-hmm.
Brandon Amalani is here. He's with Shen Blossom and also Blue Shield. And we talk a great deal about your products, Brandon. We're pleased to do that. And we're going to talk about some of the things, some of the new things. I don't know how you do it. Every time I turn around, you have something new in Shen Blossom. I mean, whoa. Well, talk a little bit about your process of coming up with some new things. And we're going to put a little thing up there for you. Watch this here. This is sexy. Look at that. See that, man? There's Shen Blossom. Talk a little bit about the process.
Yeah, so what's nice about what we do is that everything is more artisan style. We produce everything in small batch, which is the only way I've found to be able to have complete quality control. Because once you scale, let's say like a tincture or an extract, once you scale up from doing just a few liters to a few gallons or several gallons, it's going to affect the, you know, there's always gas exchanges. There's all this kind of chemistry happening in the environment, the batch to batch. So when you produce things in a small batch, traditional way, we use kind of time in nature to go let the herbs transform through their natural processes, whether that's micro fermentation, whether that's a cold sake extract, whether that's, hand macerating, grinding, you know, whatever the plant botanical needs, whatever effect we're trying to achieve, we do it low and slow in small batches, which allows us to produce a variety of different things. And, you know, one thing that I've always been really passionate about is creating herbs, creating formulas that were unique, that had a unique structure function, but haven't really been done on the marketplace. Cause you know, a lot of people are simply, you know, they're private labeling product from different manufacturers, which is cool. That's all good. But I want to make custom stuff made in the traditional Japanese folk medicine way. And that's where you see, we have like three different versions of deer antler formulas. We have our green SM that's scratch in the lab, which is very difficult and challenging to make. We can only usually produce about 10 pounds every 6-7 weeks.
Wow.
You know, and then we have their rare herbs and formulas. So it allows us to have a large variety of new protein powders that we came out with. I was just making that because I was wanting to have something that didn't have this loads of heavy metals that commercially produced stuff. I mean, that stuff is off the chart if you ever test it. But I wanted it also to be like a whole food concentrate. For example, our Grotein Total Nutrition Protein, just 2 teaspoons of that has 16 grams of bioavailable protein. But more importantly, the polypeptide fraction and the protein size, the molecule size, is so efficient in being pulled into the body that there's very little burn off. There's very little residue that the body and the kidneys have to actually process to remove what hasn't been extracted or the byproduct of the body absorbing and utilizing that protein. So I'm really just all about like super clean, things that move efficiently through the body that don't leave a trace, but are very readily absorbed, as you know, you've noticed over the years with some of our extracts and the potency and the quantity.
Yeah. You know, the Grotein. So we have two of the different protein powders, right? There's the Grotein.
Oh, Astradia.
And what's the other one? What's the other one called?
What? I lost your audio.
You lost my audio? Hello?
Did you mute yourself out?
No. Hello, testing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. You lost my audio. I haven't done anything different. Let's see. Can you hear me now? No? Hello, test. Oh, yeah, something. How come I'm... I am blue.
Uh-oh.
What? Hold on.
Can you hear me, Patrick?
Yeah, I can hear you.
I don't have audio.
Hold on a second. Testing 1, 2, 3, 4. Testing 1, 2, 3. Can you hear me?
There, okay. There we are.
Okay. Gotcha. I must have clicked something by mistake. So we have two different proteins, right? We have two. I have two in my kitchen. We better have two. Otherwise, I bought it from somewhere else.
Yeah. We actually have two. We made an essential protein, which is a more of a stripped down version, more of a basic version. And then we made more of an intensive, which we call Total Nutrition Protein. So that has everything in the kitchen sink. You know, we formulated these to not only provide protein to the body, but it's not in the same way where you would get an enzymatically stripped down rice protein or pea protein, where you're just trying to strip down to the amino acid fraction. These are whole food concentrates that are done in a very specific way that's proprietary to Shin Blossom. And it makes all these foods complementary, where it delivers protein, but it's also supporting the organ systems that metabolize and burn, because that's what ends up getting taxed. The body has to do a lot of work to kind of break down like isolated or concentrated protein. So first off, ours isn't isolated. And second, we put the herbs and like the beet green tops and all of these kind of food substances that help nourish some of the pumpkin seed protein powder and the hemp seed and the sprouted quinoa protein and stuff like that. It's really a fit body. And I don't know. Yeah, I think we have a mutual friend, Peter Ragnar.
Sure.
He was taking some of that, and he was giving us some really awesome feedback as far as him at his age, like breaking records, literally like getting new, more muscle mass, lower fat concentration, just by integrating some of the protein powder into his oatmeal every morning. He's been talking about that on Facebook. So yeah, we're getting a lot of awesome feedback on this. And I think people are really happy that they can get a vegetarian protein that's effective, of course, but just really low in heavy metals.
Yeah. So
similarly with
yeah,
our...
Yeah. And Brandon, excuse me, it doesn't feel... You know, I've tried so many of the proteins, even the organic brown rice sprouted things and stuff like that, and it just was always too heavy for me. Now, I'm just a little guy, so I mean, just my experience doesn't mean that's what it is for everybody. They sell a lot of this, but this one that we have is really light, you know, and it's... So 16 grams of goody protein, I mean, that's pretty concentrated food, right? I mean...
Yeah, that's the total nutrition. The essential is less. It's around 9 grams of protein per tablespoon. So we have two varieties. They're definitely different price points, but they're you know, they're best that we can produce, and with our understanding of how to combine for synergistic effects, foods, nutrients, and substances to get most bang for your buck, essentially.
Yeah, Brandon Amelani with this is Shen Blossom, and you can go on to our website and you can see it here. I just had it and lost it again. Sometime, you know, I'll really understand how to do this thing someday, but now just learning how to drive. I just have my permit. You'll see the, if you're watching our video, you see the nice little thing that Sharon made, and you have so many different products that you can play around with. Really great. Let's see, what have I been taking lately that I really like? I keep buying things from you, Brandon. I'm trying to support you and your kids. Let's see,
we appreciate that.
Yeah, I know you do. What have I been doing lately is, those two, the two Elk Velvet Antler guys. You had two different ones. I bought both of those. Yeah. Tell folks about that. Those are fun.
We have three of those actually.
Oh, you have three.
So yeah, deer antler is an herb that I've always really loved as far as like its effects and feel. But deer velvet is different for different people.
Yeah.
It's not necessarily always balanced for everybody, every body type at every stage in life. And so I created formulas based on the Zhao system. So the lower, middle, and upper Zhao. So we have those categorized that work on different areas of the body. So I got actually a couple of bottles here. So the upper Zhao.
Here, let me put you on.
This is the...
excuse me, there you are. Oh, there you are. Gotcha. Let me do it. Sorry. Okay.
So this is the Velvet Pearl, and then we have a little sticker on the side which tells you which type it is, and this is the upper Zhao. So this is primarily the tips and the velvet of the product. So we balance this out with a little bit of hydrolyzed mucolytic pearl nutrients. So pearl and pearl powder is very nice because it's cooling to the body. It adds a lot of minerals and amino acids, but it also helps with the circulation. So it circulates those growth factors through the body. So it complements the really hot nature of deer antler velvet, especially the tips of the antler. And this is a red-tailed Japanese deer. So the middle Zhao, it works more on the middle area of the body. So you got lung, spleen, liver, you get digestion, absorption of nutrients. So you're pulling more chi from your food and air, and it helps with the simulating. So it kind of connects the upper and lower Zhao. So you get that communication and that circulation, the microcosmic orbit from a Qigong perspective. And then the middle Zhao is going to be what most people, if you had to pick one formula, that's the most well-rounded and balanced. It's going to have a focus on the tip, velvet tips, and the midsection with a little bit of the root of the horn. This also has a lot of other herbs and complementary substances that will actually help that to kind of work on that section. So you're going to get the liver and the kidney and the spleen function. You're going to get digestion, stomach channel, all that. The upper or the lower Zhao is more, of course, as you can imagine, the lower extremities of the body. So like blood, the more yin aspects of the body, blood, the kidneys, it's going to help with reproductive function. So people that need more like sexual stamina and more vigor and more sustenance in their body, that's going to be tonified with the goji. So it's going to be building of the blood, and we all have this really nice aged bamboo vinegar that helps to kind of drive it into the body. And the way this vinegar is really quite awesome. I actually want to make some available on the website at some point soon, but they take a black garlic paste and line these barrels and then let it ferment for a few years and make this really amazing vinegar that has a whole host of benefits. But we drop a little bit of that into this formula to actually help push it through the mucosa membrane and into the bloodstream, and also kind of preserve the growth factor nutrients in a different way than what you see on the market, because that's the big gap in the market that I saw, is that, you know, people are either doing the traditional stuff that's just a cooked water extract for the most part, a dual extract or water alcohol extract, and then you have ones that are just concentrating the growth factor fraction and putting super high alcohol levels that almost like burn your mouth. And if you can imagine like what it's like to put a steak in super high alcohol, like 55% by volume ethanol, you're going to get a lot of corruption of the protein chains and the carbon chains. So the chemistry of the elk velvet doesn't really like that. So we use, again, more of a traditional old world method of doing fermentation. And some people would argue, like, you know, the fermented skate oil or fermented cod liver oil, but, you know, oh, it's rancid, you don't want to really do that. But the actual process, if you do it correctly and you understand how to do it, the fermentation process actually preserves a lot of nutrients and also makes nutrients that weren't previously available in the beginning of the fermentation. So this is our part of our private reserve.
You really go for it. It's amazing you go through all that to do these. It's just very exciting stuff. It's just a really good job. If you have a question for Brandon about anything at all, his perspective on Chinese medicine thing, and you can do that, and we'd be happy to hear from you. That would be 888-663-6386. Email patrick@oneradionetwork.com. patrick@oneradionetwork.com. And we're going to try to do some fun things. I believe we're going to be able to pull it off for Open Phone Friday, where we can actually have you call up and be on video. I mean, wouldn't that be cool? And yeah, I think it's going to be done pretty easily. And I'll tell you more about it as we go. And we'll be here on Friday to do that for you. But if you'd like to join the show today, it's oneradionetwork.com, oneradionetwork.com. Back with Brandon in a second. I'm drinking more water because I really need it. You know, I said, I need some more water. Well, I never had that thirst mechanism working as much. Right.
Most modern people have lost a lot of the thirst
mechanism thing. Didn't Batman Gelich talk about that, where you get so dehydrated that your body just gives up? Is it the orb and all the stuff with the hydrogen bubbled water? It's really hydrating our cells more. I mean, that's the way it works.
Well, sure. So hydrogen therapy, what it's doing is it's bringing down oxidative stress by combining the hydrogen, molecular hydrogen combines with free radicals. And what does it do to them? It turns them to water. So that's hydrating, meaning you're taking something that's kind of damaging and turning it to water, which is hydrating.
Hmm. You're turning it into water, which hydrates you. Boy, that's pretty cool.
That's pretty cool.
Pretty brilliant. Indeed. How many people are on our show talking about how important to be hydrated? I mean, it's like huge. This could be really a nice thing for you. I love my machine. It's the AquaCure machine. You can click an order. Use promo code ONERADIO, 10% discount. Go to our store. Promo code ONERADIO, lifetime warranty, 1 year, no questions asked, money back warranty. If you don't like it, doesn't work for you. The AquaCure machine, promo code ONERADIO on oneradionetwork.com. Previously with Dr. Rulin Chu about her product called Pearlseum. So let's talk about the teeth first. Explain to me what's going on, because there's something magical when you dip your little toothbrush in water. Why do they look so sparkly and just, I don't know, something very energetically about the look of them?
Yeah, it's very, very magical. So like a group of scientists in France discovered that when you put the pearl next to the bones or skins or other connective tissues, and they find it stimulates new growth of the bones and skins and connective tissues, and also to make existing bones and the skins are more healthy and stronger. So brush your teeth with the pearl, then your teeth will make your existing teeth stronger, and also it will filling up, you know, teeth with the pearlseum, and the pearl powder will stimulate the new bone growth and also make the existing teeth very strong.
It's really a great product. You'll love it. Take it internally or on your teeth, and you can click an order, see the ad right there, Pearlseum, the nice green container, Pearlseum, on OneRadioNetwork.com.
We are listener-supported. One Radio Network.
Okay, Backtrick Timpone, OneRadioNetwork.com, along with Brandon Amalani. And let me get the thing up here. Sorry, Brandon, I'm still trying to learn how to drive this thing. It's great. It's great, great, great. Oh, man. Yeah, it's funny that, you know, we love this pearl sand product. It's from real pearls. And I notice in your products, you use pearl a lot, don't you? And pearl, and even in Ayurvedic medicine, it's a pretty magical little substance, isn't it?
Absolutely. Yeah, it's really great for mineralization. Again, it provides, you know, a ton of amino acids to the body. But more importantly, it cools the body, cools the liver. It helps circulate energy in the body. So it's really complementary. And again, we usually utilize it with herbs that tend to be more yang, warm, hot in their energetic signatures. So it's just really great balance, especially with the Velvet Pearl product. Yeah. And why that synergy between the hot and cold works so well.
Yeah. So pearl has been used traditionally for cooling, but beauty too. I mean, don't you have the pearl that we have with you? You can rub it on your skin, put it on your skin, right?
Yeah, absolutely. We use it in a lot of our face care, and I've actually made just masks of it and just put it, let it sit on my skin for periods of time, and have it absorb. But you want to make sure it's obviously processed well and you know, broken down so it's bioavailable. People can't just eat pearl.
Eat pearl, Well, I mean, you could take your girlfriend's pearl necklace and chew on it, but I probably wouldn't recommend that. Yeah. Somebody, it's funny, somebody asked Rulin Chu. She's a quantum physicist, PhD. You'd love her. She went through great lengths, you know, to make this pearl into a powder without screwing up the, you know, the mojo and the chi and the cellular matrix. It took her a long time to figure it out. But anyway, somebody asked her if they were a vegetarian. You know, they said, well, if we do pearl, does it kill the oyster? You know, and she actually said no, that it makes the oysters stronger, and they actually make more pearls when you take the little pearls from them. I didn't know that. Did you know that?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right.
Isn't that funny how that works like that? The pearl gives them up must give them up willingly, huh?
Yeah, that's they create them all the time, and it kind of takes a burden off them, so to speak, as they're making them. So,
Here's an email from George. George, I'm joining the show with Brandon. Can you have him talk about the difference between his ginseng and many others? Patrick had mentioned it's very old. What's up with when you are... have old ginseng, why does that make it better? Does it make it better, more useful? What does it do?
Yeah, I mean, if you're looking at more contemporary understandings of what's happening with ginseng, you know, you'll see a lot of people talk about how once it matures past like 14 to 16 years of age, the chemistry, the genetics literally actually change of the ginseng. So it allows it to live a much more extended to where it can live for hundreds of years if it's not eaten by an animal or harvested by a human. And then eventually, kind of like, you know, olive trees live hundreds and hundreds and thousands, sometimes 1,000-year-old olive trees. And what's interesting about it is when it does eventually die, it doesn't rot. It kind of petrifies in the ground. So from a classical perspective, and you look at the doctrine of signatures, and that the root looks kind of like a human body, it's really kind of a whole body tonic from an ancient traditional perspective. But we've learned a lot about the saponins, the ginsenosides, the active alkaloid cofactors, especially that come into the body and basically protect the cells against genetic damage. And going through the techniques, there's an aspect of Qigong which I don't know a lot, because most people don't really get it, but there's kind of a process of how you harvest it with mugwort, how you actually care for unearthing it. It's not just ripping a ginseng root out of the ground and then letting it dry in an air dryer. You know, there's a process, there's a coating it with royal jelly and honey, there's microfermentation, there's stages after stages that allow this stuff to unwind. So we might harvest roots a few years ago, and you might get them in a bottle this year.
Wow.
Because of how long
you actually really coat them up with what, royal jelly and what?
Well, there's ceremonial grades that, yeah, you would bury them in a beeswax-lined clay pot, so you'd actually get the resonant energy, the microbacterial biome, and kind of micro-fermenting it. You unearth it, you clean it off, you put it through a steaming process, you open it up. There's quite a lot, some of them which are kind of unique or proprietary to our lineage that we develop these with. But, you know, Most ginsengs are mass produced, as you might know, as you might imagine. There's a lot of, you know, put 1 year old root in a batch of 20 year old roots and calling it 50 year extract. But really, where they don't, where I see a lot of companies not getting the chemistry right is they're really high alcohol solutions and they're putting a lot of force and pressure trying to mash every, which you want to. There's a lot of good medicinal components in ginseng. But they're overly aggressive in that. And what happens is a lot of these androgens that are sensitive to alcohol will flip into estrogenic components. So, you know, you really get low and slow again, like just any other food. If you slow cook your meat over the stove for a long period of time, it's going to like soften and break down and be easily digestible versus like just running it through real fast and doing these high intensity processes on them from a laboratory perspective.
Wow. It's amazing.
So
did you go through all of that?
It's just, I don't like to.
Yeah. I can really see how you talked about earlier, how, you know, their company is a real boutique, these kinds of things, because it would be massively difficult to do the kind of things you're doing hugely, you know, like whatever, go on Amazon and sell a billion bottles. I mean, it just, it couldn't be done, right? It is. And you don't want to do that anyway.
No, it's impossible.
Yeah.
It's impossible. And we work with families that have been doing this for many generations and sometimes upwards up to 30 generations. They specialize in this kind of stuff.
Wow.
And that's why it tastes different. That's why it feels different. And there's only so much I could say. I'm just a dude on a video that's telling you about what I do. And you got to, the real education comes from trying something.
That's right.
And actually tasting and feeling a difference. Like buy one of the most expensive ginsengs you can find on the market and put it toe to toe with ours and just taste, feel.
Try yours.
And it's funny. I was thinking about ginseng when I was listening to your ad on the water and hydration. And one area that I think that when I noticed some people aren't really sensitive to some of our products, because most people are surprised how concentrated they are, just a few drops and they feel an effect,
right?
Versus taking two or three droppers full of something. They're usually surprised, but you always get somebody once in a while that don't seem to feel much. And what I noticed from those people is that they're just dehydrated. You deduce everything, you have a conversation, you kind of walk them through like what's your lifestyle like, what's going on with every aspect of your health and wellness in life. And the key denominator that I always find is that they're severely dehydrated.
Dehydrated.
And water is essential.
From a Chinese medicine perspective, is first a couple questions. What do you think needs to be done to the water to help it to get in there? Do you guys do anything special? Do you, we've talked a lot about it here, some things we do, but I'm interested in what you do. And then secondly, what would be some signs of our listeners, and we're so critical hydration, that they are dehydrated?
I mean, dehydration can manifest in a lot of different ways. I'll address that one first. So just poor quality of thinking, lethargy, low energy, symptoms that would replicate some kind of adrenal fatigue. Or just sluggish, not, you know, you can tell in their body language and mannerisms, constant dry mouth, you know, people that are over analyzing, overthinking, this kind of pensive spleen energy, that drains and dehydrates. And then the other component to the water is the minerals. You got to be able to hold that water in the cells. You got to have it move through the cells and like retain that hydrogen, retain that hydration. And I'm actually working on a formula right now called Midnight Minerals that you take before bed, and it rebalances neurotransmitters and actually gives the brain those minerals, because the brain will start to seek that stuff out. The brain gets, anyway, it hoards a lot of energy from the other organ systems, and most people don't have that under control through meditation and other practices. But I'm digressing a little bit.
But that sounds good. Let's plug that a little bit. There's going to be some minerals you're going to do like right before bed. That'd be fun, right? Ooh. Okay, go ahead. Sorry,
Daniel. Yeah, they're very yin and moon cycle. They're not ready yet. I'll probably have them done in the next month or two. But yeah, I just noticed a lot of people have a hard time really sleeping, especially with the added stress of the state of the world.
Yeah.
But yeah, just to reset those neurotransmitters, those neural pathways, and open up the kidneys. And we have, from a traditional perspective, not a lot of people talk about this, but we actually have three kidneys. Look at it like a mung bean sprout.
We have three?
So you have the, yeah. So
I checked. I only have two, Brandon. I only have two. I checked.
Totally. Yeah. So The two kidneys are the fundamental core of the body,
right.
But the brain is an extension of that, and then the lungs are aspects of the kidneys that drives that generative force that's what pulls chi and pumps it through the body. And the lung heart kind of acts as like a kidney system, not actual kidney. Hmm. Most people aren't walking around with a bunch of kidneys hanging off the side of their body or anything.
Right.
So we want to reset those, because you have neurotransmitters in the gut and in the brain and in the heart and stuff like this. So we're moving that scalar energy through the body, utilizing these more yin moon cycle type herbs, and allows everything to reset, because the brain will try and go and find those nutrients if they're not getting those minerals throughout the day. And a byproduct of that is holding that hydration at the cell level, rehydrating the brain, rehydrating the tissue, and allowing your body to go into a full REM yin state to regenerate at night.
REM yin state. Here's a lady for you. Do you do consultations? I have a good friend I'm working with that stopped chemotherapy and is trying a natural approach, but her liver keeps going growing. What could be possibly causing this? And is there some ideas that I could tell her about that she could explore? Mm.
And what was the question again? What
about she stopped chemo and now her liver is kind of growing.
Swelling. Yeah, swelling. So I would immediately get on seaweeds.
Seaweeds.
Seaweeds like kind of slow down and reduce swelling in the body. Medicinal mushrooms. Medicinal mushrooms are going to be helpful as well as like spleen tonics, like Huangqi, so the astragalus root.
Astragalus
is really good, and that's used as alternative therapies in Asia, where they would actually use reishi mushroom and astragalus to actually immunomodulate while they're exposed to radiation. So it helped the body's immune system kind of regulate itself while the cells were being attacked.
Wow.
If you're getting off of that, you're definitely going to want to induce. And actually, we have these that just came out with this, the Kazumi, which is a rare form of, you'll see that reishi of the sea, some purple slug seaweed, and some kind of more hard to get seaweeds that we make into a powder form. So you literally, if you don't want to prepare seaweed and soak it and do all that stuff, you just pour this and take it straight up or with a spoon, or I sprinkle it on, you can put it on eggs, soup.
Wow. Meats, what's veggies, the name of that one? What's the name of that?
It's called Kazumi.
Kazumi?
And then this is one to one powder.
Wow.
And then we have these capsules that are 3-to-1 concentrate of the same thing. So that's going to it's going to provide your body with a lot of these simpler nutrients that you're going to find in the potency as far as the collagen from a seaweed source that's going to help rebuild connective tissue, rebuild cells. And that's actually what I would recommend too, is getting on some kind of vitamin C cofactor like potency with the seaweeds as a complementary system. The grotein is going to help with that as well to build the body, because that's what you're wanting to regenerate. You want to build up tissue. If they've been irradiated, you're going to have to start the detoxification process and the rebuilding process. And something else to note, that if you're not far immunocompromised with that condition, usually there's a lot of under the surface, a lot of possible co-infections, things of this nature. We did just come out with these two. Not to be all pitchy on products or whatever,
that's right.
This is important to know about, is the Mountain Detox and then the Akahanoki. These are used in tandem, and this is something that you take first thing in the morning, 20 minutes before food. So you want it to hit the liver, and it's basically a paramicrobe formula. It's a broad spectrum way to balance healthy microbe levels, because you have good and bad microbes and you want more of the good guys than the bad guys. And then it also helps to kind of go in the body and make, other parasites more uncomfortable. And then the Akahanoki is a combination of tree resins that are tonified or harmonized with frankincense, which you can go online and learn about the legendary benefits of frankincense, everything from, detoxification, inflammation, and breaking down apoptosis, if you understand that term, kind of breaking down cells that shouldn't really be there, proliferating. But this one, you don't want to exceed 6 drops a day, and you just take, start with 1 drop for a few days. And this is going to go through into the brain tissue, into the inner glands of the brain, into the parts of the body, and detoxify. And tree resins are exactly how a tree will protect itself against pathogens or mold or fungus or any of this kind of stuff. So people that get to that state where they need to be irradiated are usually dealing with a lot of things down the line. So you got to backtrack. Nutrition is a part of that, but taking some of these more potent antimicrobial, anti-parasite, and cellular cleansing type of formulas is going to be pretty paramount, as well as staying hydrated and getting that lymphatic system.
In general, when you, all the different seaweed products that we have with Shen Blossom, will that do it all as far as minerals, in your opinion? Give you everything you need mineral-wise?
Yeah, I mean, that was the idea, is to create something that's food-based that not only has the mineral ratios that the body needs, kind of similar to the Bio-Shen minerals, which are more of in a glass ampule. That has probably a complete profile of minerals in a balanced ratio as you would find in blood plasma. The seaweeds have an exceptional amount of minerals, but they also have components that you're not going to get in that mineral supplement, like alginates that go through the gastrointestinal tract and pull and bind and chelate heavy metals out of the system that have enough of a charge to actually remove them fully throughout the phase two detoxification of the liver pathways. So yeah, there's just a lot more going on. There's more energetic components to this one than you would get in a multi-mineral supplement. The seaweed powder, the seaweed capsules will detox, but also, like I said, swelling, they're anti-inflammatory, they're going to help cool the liver. And it's just one thing that cultures that live an extreme long time have a staple in their diet, kind of like you see legumes and beans in almost every longevity culture there is. Uh-huh. Seaweeds are one of those that should be part of a daily diet, in my opinion.
Isn't that interesting how we years ago we learned, Brandon, as you know, as you just said, that the ocean where the seaweeds come from, they have the same same ratio, I guess, of minerals as the human body, right? In the blood, it's just amazing.
The blood plasma. Yeah.
Maybe we came out of the ocean as humanoids.
Maybe.
I mean, how is that possible? It's the exact same ratio, like of all the minerals. Huh? Well, interesting. Mm-hmm. So I guess you could do seaweed. So seaweed powder on your food and cooking, or like you say, on eggs or potato, whatever you're eating, rice, whatever, and you're gonna do pretty well with your minerals. You do that every day, right? And just
every meal. And like I said, you don't even have to put it on food. You can just scoop it in your mouth, and it actually tastes really good. I still need to get you a bottle of this to try.
Cause yeah, I love
it's
to
kind
try.
Of fresh off the.
I love to try it. You know, one thing I want to plug here.
It's beautiful.
I was on your site, I don't know, about a month ago, and I saw this private reserve reishi thing, right? So I ordered it because I order a lot of your stuff. And this, folks, I've been talking about it, and it looks like it's like purple reishi, right? And it almost tastes like fine wine. It's just like, whoa. Reishi is a pretty magical mushroom, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. And you notice how it just like seeps into your body. It almost so buttery, it disappears and doesn't have a lot of the notes that, you know, traditional reishi or the reishi variety that we carry typically. So when I came across this harvest comes up every once every 6 or 7 years. So I had to get my hands on it, and I wanted to make a sake extract of it. And it's really, you know, for people that don't really like the heavy bitterness, but want that lift, that want the create those new neural nets in the brain and activate more the pineal centers and the upper chakras. That's a really beautiful herb for that. It's going to, you know, obviously do everything that all the other reishis do as far as like improving your wei qi or your defensive qi, which is your immune qi in the body. Helps smooth that out, helps to regulate the liver and the cardiovascular system. So the circulation, the heart, conscious awareness. There's a lot of good stuff going on with that, but it's just a really special if you're the type of person, if you take time out of your day and you sit and you have some tea and you sit just quietude, not look at your phone, you'd really appreciate something like this and really feel how it affects the body. Even talking about it, I get maybe see the goosebumps because just how it affects the skin when you take it and just how you can feel it's almost like an electrical.
Yeah. It's pretty magical.
Body, which is pretty nice.
And you don't need a lot, right? It's just a small bottle. So you just need 10 drops or so, or 5 drops.
We usually recommend about 8 drops per dose. So yeah, it doesn't take a lot. It's really, you got to think of it when it's processed in this way where it has all the physical components, but because we take time and care and we understand the chemistry of the plant, we're maintaining a lot of its energetic signatures. So it's carbon chain code, it's DNA, it's genetics, whatever you want to call it, if you want to look at it Eastern or Western. It's basically got that information in it. And what that information is doing is it's going into the body and integrating with your DNA. So it's literally becoming part of your living system. And that's why it's important. And that's why I encourage people to actually consume it. A lot of people buy these type of things. They realize how valuable it is. And you'd be surprised. Some people will just sit on a bottle. They'll do 2/3 of it. And they just want to keep that forever because they don't want to lose it. But they don't understand going in them.
Yeah.
So, and I understand that there's a cost aspect and all this kind of stuff. And you know, with my business, I have just never, I don't do what traditional entrepreneurs do. They think about what my marketing price point do I want to come in at?
What do you want to do?
Right? How do I build a product based on that? So I think of it, my value system's inverted in that sense. I think about like, what's the most best, efficacious and unique and rare that I can really work with?
Yeah.
Personally, because I just want it for myself and my family, but like, how can I get enough of this to offer it up and make a living at it? And that's really what we've done with Shin Blossom. So if you look at, that's why I like to put pictures when I can of like the purple reishi, because you look at purple reishi, you can't find many pictures. And if you do see the Chinese variety, they look completely different. They look more like an artist conch varietal than they do like a Lucidium variety. So it's a really beautiful mushroom if you check out the website and look at the pictures, purple spores.
Brandon Amalani, it's really a shame that you're not into this. You know, it's a shame that you're just doing it. It's great, man. Really, really an honor to talk about your product. Here's an email from James. Can your guest talk a little bit about glutathione? And do you know anything about it? About glutathione? I don't know what he wants to know, really.
Totally. Well, that's a very general question. For people that don't know about glutathione is a endogenous antioxidant. It's manufactured by your body. It's a tripeptide, essentially. So it's made of 3 proteins. And it basically helps the cells kind of, as the cell is producing energy, adenosine triphosphate, it's creating a byproduct. So there's always this yin and yang pulse. So you're producing energy, and then you get this inflammation backburn or this oxidative hit. So what glutathione system does essentially is it shuts down inflammation, but it's also good for chelating and detoxing heavy metals. It's part of the immune complex of our body. So one of our herbs that, you know, we've been talking about for years, Schizandra berry extracts, that will increase the intracellular glutathione levels, which is super rare in any botanical. You can get, again, your body builds it. So your body's getting that extra fluid saturated with glutathione, but to get it inside of the cell, that's massive. I mean, we have, you know, an estimated 10,000 oxidative hits a day in the cell, just producing energy and keeping the cell alive. So the Schizandra berry, why it's such a good anti-aging adaptogen is that it can actually produce intracellular glutathione. And similarly, it's working with all the other immune factors. So phase 1 and phase 2 detoxifications, it's getting toxins out and bringing nutrients into the cell. And it's also, you know, one of the few very balanced herbs on a lot of levels as far as the 5-element theory is concerned.
So with our product line with Shen Blossom, Schizandra delivers the most glutathione, but mainly it's made in the body, right? I mean, I've heard that when you take just glutathione, that you can buy in capsules or something, that it really doesn't do much. Is that true?
Right. You got to get the body to do it.
And you got to get the body.
When you look at health, most of the health is your body doing stuff. Mm-hmm. And in fact, you won't find the protein fractions in the berry itself or the extract. You won't find the particular tripeptide that makes glutathione, but the complex chemistry of the berry stimulates your body to produce intracellular glutathione at a higher level.
Interesting. So it's similar to what MSM or sulfur does, right? That produces some glutathione, helps the body.
Well, right? it's a different pathway.
Oh, it's a different
sulfur
thing.
Basically makes, sulfur will make the cell more permeable. So the sodium potassium pump can actually pump in nutrients and remove waste a lot more efficiently. And it creates that flexibility at the cell level. So it's a different mechanism. With Schizandra, it's a bit geeky.
So Schizandra is our go-to from Shen Blossom, at least for people wanting to get more glutathione. That's your number one. Now, you still have the whole goji berry thing going, Schizandra, the private little farm?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we sell that as a bundle pack so people can get our goji, which is a really unique varietal of goji, more nutrient-dense soils. I just got done actually shooting a video about our goji, but we use the leaf, which is far more nutritious than the actual berry. We use the leaf, berry, flower, stem, and it gives it a full spectrum effect in the body, kind of like what you read about with the human growth hormone and some of these other factors. It really helps that to happen at a higher level because of the leaf and the flower circulating the energy up to the brain, kind of like a ginkgo biloba or what you would expect from a basil family, holy basil, tulsi, stuff like that.
Holy basil, holy basil.
Holy basil,
you can see you're watching on YouTube or our front page, or if you're listening on just audio, you can see the beautiful little Shen Blossom ad. We have several on the front page of One Radio Network, and check out some of these products. And as you can hear, I mean, you know, wow, what a interesting thing to kind of think about. And I talk about it often is you can go out and just buy this or that. But when you hear a fellow like Brandon, what he goes through to do these products, and they're really boutique and small, this is what you want. If you're going to spend your money, just play a little bit more and get the real deal. Patrick Timpone, OneRadioNetwork.com. Brandon, stay right there, and we're going to just do a couple little things here. And then we're going to return with Brandon Amalani. We're about, we're going to do, let's see, in about half an hour or so, we're all going to do Richard Mayberry. And, he's about 11 o'clock, and that'll be fun. Recently, we talked with Dr. David Minkoff, MD, about his patients and toxins.
We test them for environmental toxins, and we look at their teeth, and we look at their diet, and we do a look at their gut, and they're loaded. It is a radical 360 assault on our bodies, what we're living in today in terms of our environment. It's remarkable what you find on people, like how much stuff they've accumulated. You know, they need to get in the sauna three or four times a week, and they need to filter. The water systems in the United States are full of environmental toxins.
I know when we talked to Dr. Rawi, he was a big fan of these far infrared saunas and getting the sweat out, and he used to test the sweat and everything. Do you do that, a far infrared, and then what kind of saunas do you do?
I have them there's some pretty economical, really good portable saunas that people can get, and I think it's like mandatory. If you're living on planet Earth now, you better get in a sauna three times a week for half an hour and really sweat, because no matter how careful you are, you're getting full of stuff that you don't want in your body that are toxic and carcinogenic.
Yes, we've been promoting and using for years, 10 years now, the Relax Far Infrared Sauna. It's a portable, about 1,000, really nice units, boy. They get hot, and boy, you sweat, and it's great.
Great unit.
Yeah. Oh, you've seen those.
Yeah.
Yes, they are great units. The Relax Far Infrared Sauna. Did you hear? Mandatory 3 to 4 times a week. Yeah, baby. I'm just going to interrupt you, Patrick, because I just kind of, sometimes you talk too much. These are great saunas. You can see a picture of them, and not just you've heard me talk about them. I do it pretty much, every day, just forever. I just do them. I just really like it. I like it because, as you see in the picture, that your head is sticking out, and so you don't kind of heat up your brain, and that's not a good thing. But very, very relaxing. It kind of tunes up the sympathetic, parasympathetic nervous system, and then you sweat a lot, and then so you have the far healing, healing lights. I can figure it out. I can get it, and. And then the sweat, and it's a wonderful thing to do. If you'd like to get one, just email me, patrick@oneradionetwork.com. That's really the only way to do it, and then we'll give it to you for $1,150. $1,150, tax title license delivered in the lower 48, and anywhere around the world, we'll get it to you. So it's a pretty cool thing that we think you're going to like. It is the Relax Far Infrared Sauna. And no matter where you live, just email me, and I'll figure out a way how to get it to you at the best price ever. The Relax Far Infrared Sauna. Let's see here. I'm going to try to do this one. Why isn't that working? Sorry, just learned how to drive. Whoops. I'll figure it out. There, that's the one I want. I don't know if you've experienced any of these oils, but Boy, I tell you what, if you're going to do oil and use these as medicine, pretty spectacular. The Andreas is pretty much in the class of a Brandon or a Daniel Vitalis, and these people that are really doing great things with their products, to be very, very careful. Brandon's like, you know, he's like the Dalai Lama of being careful about this stuff, you know. Anyway, Andreas is that way about oils, because it's very, very tricky taking oils, because most of them are, God love them, are oxidized. Andreas has done, he's figured out a way, being a German mind that he is, you know, they make the BMWs and the Mercedes and all that. He's figured out a way how to put these, get these seeds into an oil with incredibly, virtually no friction and no heat, which is the main causes of oxidation. Virtually none. I mean, he's had these tested and there's like nothing, 0.000. I mean, there's no oils on the planet that clean. And then he puts them in Myron glass. And then these can be used for healing, like the black cumin seed oil from Andreas. Whoa. You can Google that or DuckDuckGo that and see some of the magical things people can use. The black cumin seed, flax seed, coriander seed. That's a magical plant. Coriander, very cooling, very anti-inflammatory. Coriander. Fennel seed. It's a great one for digestion. He has a fennel seed oil. Let's see, what are some of the other ones? Flax, coriander, I'm missing some of them. A sunflower seed oil, pumpkin seed oil. Then he's got some for pets. Oh, kava oil. Oh, I didn't even know he had that one. Kava kava. Immunity booster, he's got hemp seed oil. So these are really cool. These are medicinal, and you can be assured that you're not going to get any oxidized oil in the Myron glass. You keep them cool, and the shelf life on these puppies is really, really, really nice. So check it out. They're on our website, the Andreas Seed Oil Collection. On our website, email Patrick, not email, but on the website, oneradionetwork.com.
We are listener-supported, One Radio Network.
Having fun talking with Brandon Amalani, Chinese medicine Qigong guy and master herbalist and the head man there at Chen Blossom. We've been talking a lot about. Boy, I bet you keep busy with your kids and a wife in this business, huh? What kind of spiritual practice do you do just to stay, not get too crazy?
Tai Chi is my big one. Tai Chi, I like the athletic and the meditative qualities of martial arts personally. Mm-hmm. So I do a lot of work on the computer as well as with the herbs and all that kind of stuff. So I try and stay moving as much as possible. It's easy to kind of get a little bit sedentary when you're doing all of the online stuff these days. So meditation, Tai Chi are kind of my fallbacks, and it's kind of a daily recharge, kind of down-regulate the nervous system and kind of get back to what's real versus what consumes the mind all the time.
Let's talk a little bit about that before we go, but I suspect that the nervous system just doesn't, you know, is on kind of full boogie tilt, you know, if we go on the internet or watch the news, which we don't recommend either. But, you know, people do have TVs, you know, I don't, but a lot of most people do have TVs. Ideas internally, like spiritually, as well as also with some of your products to keep things kind of settled down so we're not jumping into the matrix. We don't react as much.
Yeah, you got to learn to sink the chi, relax. I mean, really relax. You know, a lot of people think relaxing, if I had my body totally relaxed, I wouldn't even be able to stand up because nothing would be holding it up. Using the herbs, using meditation, using these like meditation processes and these Qigong processes, what you're doing is you're relaxing and opening up the body. And to really simplify it for people that have never heard of this or practitioners that have been doing something for a long time, like a gentle reminder, is that whether you're standing or sitting, open, closed eyes, whatever posture, whatever geometry that you want to structure for the body, it's really about scanning conscious awareness and getting that on autopilot. So you're always tuned into where you're holding tension. Like I might be holding tension in my shoulder right now talking to you because I'm not really paying attention here. My mind is in a different point in time space. It's not in my body. But what we're trying to do is make our consciousness, you know, constantly in our body while being able to interact with mm-hmm. people, with uh-huh. doing our job, working on a computer. And what we want to train is that anytime tension comes up in our body, we need to soften and relax it and sink it. And that's really kind of a core fundamental to building the qi and the dantian, the lower dantian, I should say. And that's an important practice for anybody, even if you take 5 minutes a day, 10 minutes a day, and just pay attention, where am I holding tension? And when you're sitting there, you might not notice any tension, but then tension pops up in any part of the body. And what you'll kind of understand Chinese medicine perspective is that when you have chronic tension or chronic blockages, that's you're impeding blood flow and circulation and nourishment of those cells and that tissue in the body. And that's really important to kind of open up the channels, open up everything and kind of keep everything loose and flowing and relaxed. So
the principle of on the computer or whatever we're doing as to, if we can just get out of our head and just be more totally in, so we could feel, you know, if we're doing this with our shoulders or leaning forward and, you know, hurting our neck. And then if we are aware of it, then we can just, okay, sit back, Patrick, or whatever, just relax. And then we can change our state of consciousness.
Yeah, I mean, connecting it back to the three kidneys, the three essences, the midnight minerals that we were talking about. I mean, the kidneys and the root are always in the past. You know, we're thinking about what happened in the past, holding on to stuff that happened to us, fear, worry, all that kind of stuff. And the mind can be in the future. So a lot of people spend a lot of time up here. What could happen? Like they're, you know, doing their prepper strategies and like, what's going on with the economy? Where do I put my money? This, you know, you're thinking about all of these kind of things. Mm-hmm. But where the mind regenerates, where the kidney regenerates is when they both meet in the heart. And the heart is where the shin is housed. So that's really kind of what we want to do once we get past being able to control tension and relaxation in our bodies, that we bring our consciousness down to the heart to where we can be in the present moment. That's where the heart is. So being in the future and strategizing and planning is a really great human trait. We need to do it. I think a lot of people don't think ahead enough, but we don't want to be constantly in the future, just like we don't want to always be constantly in the past.
Yeah.
And that's what we're doing is we're bringing presence. We're bringing conscious awareness. And that's why I named the Seishin Reishi product Presence, and its functionality is not only immune, not only cardiovascular, not only liver, but it's really bringing presence to the moment. When you're taking that product, it really centers, you can feel it in your spine. It's amazing. Really get into this really deep centered state. And we want to try, and that's the training, we try and live from that state to where we can function day to day. We can have friends, do our thing, play with our kids, but we always maintain a groundedness in our body, understanding what our body's needs are, and that's what people have completely lost touch with.
Yeah, so we can only conjecture, God love them, modern humanity with this whole, you know, my corona, or our corona, or their corona, whatever, my corona is, you know, in the fear, and you can tell, you can see people's face, and it's So I have such compassion for folks, because you can see, you know, in the store, I don't do the mask thing, so I'm a unmasking invisible ninja, I don't do it. But you can see, God love them, they got this mask on, and you can see their eyes, and they're just, it's got to be hard on the body, right? Whew, boy, man.
Well, I mean, there's social cues that we get with facial expression. I mean, most communication is nonverbal, so
yeah,
that's an important, like when you cover your face, really connect with people as well, whether that's intentional or not, but yeah. it's a thing that happens. It's a byproduct besides the health implications.
Yeah, but fear is kidney thing, right? So how could that manifest into let's see, if you're on hold, stay there, we're going to put you up with Brandon on the telephone. So let's manifest quickly before we take the phone call. I believe there's something out there going to get me. Fear, TV says I got more, you know, whatever. People, you know, just subconsciously or consciously buy into that. How does that work from a Chinese perspective into the immune system, or into possibly getting something, or lowering the immune system?
Well, yeah, I mean, fear. I mean, kidney is obviously connected. It doesn't just filter fluids, which it does, but also the adrenals on top of the adrenals, which is the kidneys, is the adrenal glands, and those regulate hormone functions. And hormones are master signals in the body. If your hormones are any sort of out of whack, you're going to have immune challenges. You're going to have a lot of different challenges, but it does affect the immune system in that way. So fear, worry, stress, adrenals, hormones, but also tension. You're restricting, you're kind of tightening up, and you're not allowing blood, oxygen, nutrients to get minerals to get to the body and saturate cells, saturate tissues. And a lot of biological processes are impeded because we're just in a state of fear and worry.
Let's take
lots
this.
Lots of different things there.
Let me get Brandon up there, and then we're going to take a phone call for him. There he is. On the phone, who's this, please? Go ahead.
Hello, Brandon and Patrick. This is Robert in Texas.
Hello, Robert in Texas. You're on the air with Brandon in Kansas City.
Brandon, I got a question. How old are you?
I'm 38.
Okay, I thought so. Well, I've been taking ginseng when you were probably still in diapers. And that's probably why I'm still alive, maybe. Didn't meant that to be not funny. I have a ginseng here. I'm blessed to be in Houston. They have a lot of Chinatowns, Koreans, and I like getting those big metal boxes with the wooden box inside, and you got different roots. This is a K-O-R-Y-O Isam, I-S-A-M, I-N-S-A-M. You familiar with that?
I'm not familiar.
No, I mean, you know, Robert, there's a whole lot of ginsengs out there. There's no way he would know all these ginsengs. What are you going for here, brother? What's your question?
Don't get annoyed. I'm just asking him a question.
Well, I'm just saying that. Okay, what's going on? What do you want?
Well, okay. You never know unless you ask. There's no stupid question. I was
right.
Siberian ginseng, Brandon. Do you talk much about Siberian ginseng?
Yeah, Siberian ginseng is related to ginseng. It's categorized as an adaptogen, so it has some double directional effects on the hormone profile and the immune system. It's a little bit drying for most people. I haven't really come across any that is super fresh and vibrant. I don't really play with it. Again, I work with more of a Japanese lineage as far as sourcing and you know, from more of a Shinto Buddhist perspective as far as having an understanding of the therapeutic aspects of herbs, how to produce them for kind of more of a folk medicine effect. So there's lots of different kind of pseudo ginsengs out there that are ginseng-like and have some variants of saponins. It's a completely different animal in a lot of respects, or I should say root.
So some of those actually can be more drying or more dampening or whatever, just depend on where they're from, Brandon?
Yeah, and even with ginseng, I mean, you can get some that are hotter, some that are more cool. Like we have a white lady ginseng that we add to some of our formulas that's really, really, so give you an example. So the root on our website, it roots straight down. It's very thick in its root structure. The white lady is very much more thin, but it has an ability to terraform. It tends to like eastern facing slopes. It can grow in really rocky soil. It can literally break rock. It can move earth around to suit its needs. So when you dig it up, it doesn't really, it's kind of loosely laying there in the soil versus something like the root that we sell, that's the senior citizen root on our website that actually grips itself down. It's really kind of hard to get out. So all these different, just like different people, right? They have different characteristics and qualities. They grow up in different regions. They they have different energetic values. And that white lady is more of a white ginseng that has some really powerful lung power, you know, white metal element, all these kind of things versus like some of the root that we use, which is more red. And nourishes blood and does a lot of really great things for the kidney. So,
Do you mess with the American ginseng?
Oh, sure. Yeah, I've played with some of the Wisconsin ginsengs and Appalachian ginsengs, yeah.
Yeah, just on a note, boy, when you go to some of these China stores in Houston, I mean, I can't believe they got roots, which you well know, but just to tell the people to, thousands of dollars, but it seems like these Chinese like the American ginseng more than they like the Asian ginseng. Am I right with that? That's what I noticed. They put more pride in this American ginseng, and I'm like, man, why are you Asians drinking American?
Yeah, they do. They import it. It's considered more exotic, but it's, again, that's more of a marketing perspective thing. They have different qualities. Roots here in the States have different qualities than in Korea, than in China, than in Japan. You know, it really just depends on the mineral structure, the environmental aspects the plant had to adapt to. It's going to give it its characteristics and qualities, even though they're going to have similar active constituents to varying degrees, depending on the age of the root, so on and so forth. So it's really not as kind of dry as you might think. And a lot of the ginsengs, even if they're expensive, a lot of them are just kind of air dried. And it's really important when you're looking at ginseng, you want to get it fresh processed. So you want the fleshy root to go through this transformation pretty much right out the gate after you unplug it from the earth to get the most value out of it versus it being sitting around. That's why I never source any commercially sourced ginseng, whether it's from Chinatown, whether it's from any number of these aggregators that, you know, 99% of the ginseng companies get their stuff from. Ours is on private land, stewarded land, that, you know, they've been stewarding wild ginseng populations for generations.
Wow. So
and lastly, real quick, for those of us who buy these big roots like I get, they're real hard, and I think you put them in the oven, chop it up. What's the best way for us to cook ginseng? How long do you cook it? Is there any certain techniques? And that's all my last question. Thank you. How to cook and process, how to make your ginseng tea.
Sure. Yeah, I would highly recommend first clearing it, so putting it with a earth element, so letting it sit after you get it in some sort of rice, tea, barley, any earth element. Put it in a maroon jar, so close it off, let it sit, let it kind of recalibrate a little bit. And then I would do a gentle light steaming, just light enough to not break the skin of the ginseng, but just to soften it and open it up, because it's been in this mummified state and you gotta like wake it up in a particular way. So to do it simply at home, I would like steam it, kind of bring it back to life a little bit. And then I would slice off, you know, however many grams you're wanting to use, and then do a very slow roll if you're doing a water extract, and use a double cooker. So whether you get a ginseng cooker or whether you use a double boiler where the heat is not, the water is not in contact with the flame. So you have a broiler here, you have water underneath, and then you put another vessel which has the ginseng, which has the liquid in it, and then it's heating the surrounding liquid slowly. That's going to be more of a traditional way of preserving the integrity of it. I'm getting a lot of feedback there.
So you got your work cut out for you, Robert, to do your little ginseng, you know?
Yeah, I know. I'm sorry I asked, but like I said, I wasn't trying to be silly, but I was just saying I've been taking ginseng longer than he was alive, but he knows way more than me. I'm just scratching the surface, so he's really got it down. Thank you very much, guys.
Well, you're welcome. Robert, before you go, do you know how I steam ginseng?
In a sauna.
How I get ginseng steamed? I just make fun of its religion, and it steams him. I'll see you, Robert. Bye. That's great. How do you steam it? Make fun of it's really. Here's an email for you from Jen. Which product would be helpful for the lymphatic system that you have, Brandon? Jen Blossom. Lymphatic.
Well, the new detox products, essentially. You know, anything from.
I'm sorry. Say that again. You talk a little quickly. The new what?
The new detox products. So the Aka Hinoki.
Aka
purifier.
Oh, that one you talked about? Did you show that one? Aka Hinoki?
Yeah, it's the Aka Hinoki.
Let me put you up there. Hold on a second. Let you get a close-up. Aka Hinoki. Ooh. And what's that made out of?
Blood purifier.
Ooh.
This has some pine tree resins, and then we tie it with some frankincense. Ooh. So it's, you just take one drop under the tongue every day, and then you can work your way up. I've been taking about 3 or 4 drops every morning now. And then, so that's going to be the more of our most potent blood purifier. But with the lymphatic system, remember, you do things to help move that a little bit, but really exercise is ideal. You got to get
rebounding,
stretching, whether that's
rebounding,
whether that's yoga, stretching, rebounding. You got to move.
Got to move.
No herb is really going to do all of that for you.
Got to move. Walking, rebounding, whatever you can do. So I got to get some of that Hakanoki. So you, what is it? It purifies the blood. And you just do like 1 or 2 drops a day?
Well, it purifies the blood, but it reaches really, what I like about it is it reaches really deep centers of the body. So the inner glands of the brain were the original intentions. So, the pituitary and the, getting all the glands cleared out, getting the lymphatic system cleared out, And it really, it just moves through the body. You can smell it in your skin. It's pretty potent little oil. But that's designed to be paired with the Mountain Detox, so the broad spectrum antimicrobial, antiparasitic formula that we just put out.
Mountain Detox. So if you'd like to try some of these products, just look for Shin Blossom on the front page of One Radio Network. This is from Gloria. From time to time, I get edema in my bottom of my feet, my ankles, my toes, and it comes and goes. Can Brandon give me his idea of the cause and the cure for this? Yeah, that's pretty interesting. What is the cause, Chinese perspective, from edema?
That's a water issue, kidney.
It's a kidney thing?
I'm guessing this person's probably a little older.
I'm sorry?
Older person. I'm guessing this person's older. They didn't state their age, did they?
No, they didn't. I don't know.
Yeah. Usually that's a kidney condition. What I would recommend is getting on some of the, until we get the fire water formula out, the earth metal is going to be really helpful. And you might think it's counterintuitive as far as it's working on the earth element and the metal element, which is like lung and spleen, but getting your immune function up and helping the spleen to support the kidneys and getting the lung to support the kidneys in particular is going to be really important.
Your product called Earth Metal for her?
Earth Metal. Yeah, Earth that metal. Formula is a good starting point.
Okay.
And then, getting things to help regulate the water system, like the Hoshi Wu formula.
Yeah, so I was going to say, so the Hoshi Wu is, it's a kidney thing as well, right?
It doesn't cure edema, but it's helpful and it's supportive. I mean, really, you got to get those kidneys back in shape. You got to regulate water metabolism in the body. Even hanging upside down, doing inversions, getting infrared energy on the mm-hmm. getting the circulation moving.
Yeah.
Even the MEND formula would be helpful in conjunction with the infrared.
Why does the body want to retain water? What's the underlying cause of this water retention?
Kidneys are getting soggy. The body's just like...
Kidneys are getting soggy. Yeah, nothing worse than soggy kidneys, dude. What's that? Yeah. Woo. Really?
Yeah, and that could be a precursor to other things that might be happening chronically under the surface. I mean, you could be looking at blood sugar, like diabetic conditions, like mm-hmm. precancerous conditions, all this kind of stuff. So it helps with the water. The seaweed powders, again, are going to be a just really excellent addition into the system because you're getting the minerals, you're getting the help the body hold on to water and not store it mm-hmm. In certain areas. So that inflammation gathering in the ankles, that's the feet and the ankles and the calves, that's the root of the body. And the root of the body, according to five element theory and organ system theory, is the kidney. So
kidneys.
Got to get those kidneys cleared out. Oh, and another thing to know, the coffee product, the coffee, that has Job's tears in it. So I formulated that one specifically for people that are getting off of coffee that want to have still the coffee flavor and brew that up. The Job's tears breaks down these kidney protein deposits. Which is very beneficial for somebody in this condition. So drinking that every day, it's going to give you the medicinal mushrooms and the nutrients from the sprouted and germinated beans, along with that particular water acquired rain that breaks that down.
It's a wonderful product, Job's. You call it coffee? How do you spell it?
Yeah, most people just call it coffee.
Coffee.
You call it coffee.
It's really nice. A really nice product. You'll have a good time with that one. Well, Brandon, thanks for. We're gonna probably shut down here for this stream and get set up. We have a guest coming up in about 15 minutes. I have to do a few things here on this silly computer. But give a little, just a little insight into your product before we go. I'm going to put a little picture up here for folks watching on video. The Blue Shield. What kind of response have you got now? And you've been working with this cube in the home. People like it. You can, I've had it for a couple of years, and I don't know. I feel great. I don't know what it's doing, but it's good to have around.
Yeah.
I'm out in the country, but we still have some cell phone service, so it's got to be benefiting my body, right?
Yeah, I mean, we've been the United States importer since about 2017, and the anecdotal stuff is quite off the charts. We've heard everything from people sleeping better to injuries going away, and it's not a health device, but what it does is it mitigates the effects that our body experiences when being exposed to radio frequency, Wi-Fi, any of our modern technology that's putting out electromagnetic signals, our body mounts an immune response and tries to attack it. So what Blue Shield does is it sends beneficial signals into the environment that your body entrains with by a process of sympathetic resonance, and the body stops trying to attack the EMF. So it essentially harmonizes you with your environment in a sense at a cell level, and protects the biology against these electromagnetic fields. And yeah, I mean, you can see we're getting video testimonials because people are so inspired by our product and have so many really amazing results with it. It's pretty crazy.
And boy, especially if you're in the city, and who knows what. Do we have any ideas of the efficacy of it? And as you said before on the show, and we run the commercials, that it works on the cells in the body. It's not trying to block anything, right? It's working on the cells to make them stronger and more whatever viable and more adapting without getting. Do we know how good it's going to be at helping the body to stay stronger through this alleged 5G, whatever this stuff is coming? Maybe.
Yeah. There's two components to that. We do know that it's effective regardless. So this generation 4G or 4G plus is going from the 4G spectrum up into the 40 gigahertz range, and then you got a mid 5G and a high 5G. So regardless of where that bandwidth is, of course, it's going to affect the body in different ways, and some people might not be as affected because the higher frequencies, if they're using it without any other of these lower bandwidths, it bounces off buildings quite well. So you're not going to get the permeability into the body as efficiently. So long story short is that the frequency algorithm, the body wants to pay attention to nature. We've evolved to basically be out in nature and experience those randomized frequencies that are oscillating in a very particular way according to nature's laws. So when the body feels like it's in nature and doesn't feel like there's a threat, it reallocates immune power back to healing the body, and then it increases your own natural electromagnetic biofield, so to speak, which keeps us strong and healthy. And again, Blue Shield can only protect you 93% against this radiation because nothing is 100% efficient in nature. It's just not going to happen. If you're exposed to Wi-Fi, you know, you're just going to have to kind of deal with that or relocate. But this is the best technology that I've found that actually helps protect at the cell level against 5G. And then the other piece of this is that we have a new multiple waveform configuration that came out. It's called the Premium Ultra, and we're about to release the Premium Cube. So what this does, the old system that still works to protect the body against 5G, it basically flashes, pulses these frequencies every half minute. But the new one has a waveform, this Fibonacci waveform that's on all of the time and then gets interrupted by the Blue Shield signal. So it's really quite profound, and the added signal doesn't give you added EMF protection because all the Blue Shields give you the EMF protection. What it does is it adds a regenerative quality to helping people that are in line of sight of a cell tower or cell repeater. This helps the biology kind of recoup and regenerate more.
Cool.
So like if you have an Ultra, it's the same level of protection EMF-wise, but this new waveform that we've added to it helps with the regeneration aspect.
What if you had a Blue Shield like I do? Could you add the Ultra 2 if you wanted to and put them both?
Oh, sure. Okay. I have three Blue Shields in my house. The founder would say it's not necessary. The founder would say it's kind of overkill, but I've actually had great results with having multiple systems. So what I do is to extend the field distance. I put one in one far lower corner and one far upper corner in my house. So I'm getting the outside area where my kids play and my garden and all that kind of stuff. So some of my goji plants in my yard are actually getting Blue Shield frequencies.
Cool, baby. Well, Brandon, you're fun to talk to. Congratulations. And we're such an honor to talk about your products and to promote them and make a few dollars with your commissions that we really enjoy. And it's good for us and good for everybody. And it's such a pleasure to turn folks on to things like, you know, with the quality and the care that you give them. So we really appreciate you, brother. So thanks a lot, man.
Appreciate you, man.
Yeah, baby. So all the best to your kitties and your wife. And so I got some new products on my list I'm going to order. So we're going to do the seaweed and some other things. Got to try that one. So thanks a lot. And let us know how we can help, and take care of yourself.
Right. Thanks, Patrick.
See you soon.
Man.
Bye. Brandon Amalani, Patrick Timpone, OneRadioNetwork.com. Well, we are going to take a little break here, And I'm going to get set up for Richard Mayberry about 10 minutes away. I think we'll start right around 11. He's a good one. Early warning report. He's probably, he's a real critical thinker and looks at things from a geopolitical standpoint and been looking at the financial world for a long time. I think he and I were both born, came into our body around 1946. I saw in his email, I think he's around the same time that I came into my little body. I don't remember the day. Do you? I'm trying to think about the day. Where the doctor just went, just kidding. So I love you all very much. Please pass on these links to everyone that you care about. UB2B, you can subscribe to our channel. I'm not sure what that means, but everybody says it, so I'm saying it. And whatever. So we'll see you in about 10 minutes if you're watching live, and then with Richard Mayberry. So may the blessings be. Take care. Here we are.
We are listener-supported. One Radio Network.